Hey, good morning, 7:39. So what do you boys think here? The NCAA looking at expanding because we have now like 11 bazillion football postseason games.
Yeah, they're going to add another one?
Well, they're going to possibly have to include teams that have losing records.
Yeah, because I think the 36th bowl game has been approved, which would make for 72 teams, and that's real iffy whether 72 teams would have 500 records or not.
All I'm saying is in 1970, there were 11 bowl games.
Yeah.
Okay? In 1990, there were 19 bowl games. Now we're going to have 36 of them.
Well, you and I can remember, Scott, when there were just four.
Yeah, sure.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the first ones to come along that wasn't New Year's Day might have been the Bluebonnet Bowl in Houston.
Yep.
Something like that, or maybe the Gator Bowl. That was one of the really early ones. But, you know, there used to just be, you know, orange, cotton, sugar, and rose.
I want to have the Green Ribbon Bowl.
Yeah.
Just everybody gets a participation ribbon, and we all go home.
Uh-huh.
Let's get everybody out there. Let's just keep playing. Shall we just go ahead and play 14, 15 college games? Huh? That'll work. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys were asking this the other day, and I don't know, as if from heaven we get the information we wanted, because we were discussing which of the tabloids gives us the most real news for our dollars, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
after all, you're standing there in the checkout line. You're trying to figure out if any of that stuff is really real.
Yeah, you don't want to buy any trash.
No, before you plunk down your $2.99 or whatever for this, you want to know that there is factual stuff in there, fact-based information. So the website Gawker.com decided to do a semi-scientific survey, because that's about the only kind that they can do, to find out of the five major tabloids which ones were giving us the most factually accurate content. The winner would be Us Weekly.
Hmm.
With a cover price of $3.99, their overall accuracy is 59%. Life and Style? I don't even know what that is. But
59%
anyway.
Is the leader? Is that?
Yeah, that's the leader. As far as overall accuracy. Life and Style, with a price tag of $2.99, its accuracy is 34%. In Touch, with a price of $2.99, is 21%. The worst is Star.
Oh,
and
really?
And by the way, Star costs $3.99.
Uh-huh.
So it's as expensive as any of them. Overall accuracy, 12%. So, there you go.
Isn't it easy to write for them? I mean, you know, you just sit down and just start writing stuff.
Problem with that?
Yeah.
And again, well, wouldn't you love to be the headline writer there? Now, those people, that's a headline writer. They got to have a good time there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I always look at those magazines and I'm standing in the line. I wonder if they ever really found Bigfoot or the Bat Boy.
It's the Bat Boy. When was the last time we saw a picture of the
Bat Boy? He's been at large for at least 25 years.
Man. That picture, well, the thing is, he doesn't look anything like himself. He comes back to the high school reunion. There's just no way. You won't recognize him. All right, here we go. Who needs coffee to make it through the workday? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hear that. Who really needs coffee? A career builder partnered with Dunkin' Donuts to find out the professions that have the highest need of coffee. Surveyed 3,600 workers across the country. Almost a third of them said they need coffee to get through the workday. And nearly half confessed to being less productive if they didn't have coffee at the office. Mr. Murphy, would you care to weigh in on that?
They know work if I'm at the office without coffee. How about that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because I've just started drinking coffee again.
Yeah.
Most mornings, I guess. Usually we drink it on the weekends. That stuff's addictive, you know.
See, I'm just... Yeah.
You'd think it had a drug in it or something.
Really? There might be a chemical substance in there that causes that to happen.
See, I'm the opposite. I drink it here at work.
Yeah.
One little giraffe of coffee over here.
Yeah.
Giraffe?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
You drink a giraffe of coffee?
Yeah. But I don't drink it on the weekends.
Is that like saying you're drinking a long neck in there?
Tom loves to take Judy out there when they have wine nights so they can get him a giraffe of wine.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
I drink the crummy stuff here that Chase won't touch, you know, that he sticks his nose at.
Okay, mm-hmm.
But the reason is because it's already made for me because Tucker makes it in the morning.
Yeah, he's
But
not
now
here.
He's out of town.
That's right.
So now I got to do my own coffee.
So you got to walk past smelling the fresh brew from my office.
Yeah,
so
make my own.
Make your coffee.
Here's your top five.
I think I'll pour a delicious coffee.
Right now. professions in the order of their coffee needs. Number five would be financial and insurance sales reps. Okay.
Yeah, because they work.
Yeah.
All hours.
Number four, designers and architects.
Yeah.
Just don't spill them on the
plane. Yeah,
planet.
Just don't spill
no
it.
Kidding.
Yeah, man.
Okay, number three. Disastrous.
Here, let me go ahead and get this. Here, just this brown stain right here. Yeah.
Now, if you could just look right around this brown stain right here, this is where I envision the courtyard.
Yeah. Number three, hotel workers. Number two, doctors.
Huh?
Doctors. Okay. And when was the last time that you were in the doctor's office and he came in and he had a little Styro cup in his hand?
I was going to say, because
how about never?
Because you want your vascular surgeon to walk in with the caffeine shakes.
And we'll make the incision.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to go into your carotid artery.
Number one is nurses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have it with their cigarette out on the curb, right?
No, they don't do that. But, I mean, and again.
I will say this. I mean, when I was having health issues a few years ago, I mean, the nurses at St. Joseph knew that my dad, they could just detect a coffee lover, and they kept him well supplied with coffee. So hats off to them.
There you go. They knew. They were part of the club. Huh. So there you go. Doctors and nurses, number one and two when it comes to needing coffee.